Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Wednesday afternoon already. We are halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us on this Wednesday afternoon. It is raining in downtown New Orleans. And looking out of our studio windows across the river, I can see it's really, really dark. So there's a massive storm. It looks like over in Algiers, and it looks like it might be heading in this direction. All right, so if you're out in the rain, just drive carefully. Hey, there's somebody in my apartment building in the garage. Has two vehicles, a motorcycle and an SUV. Do you know what this person has? I mean, it's a guy. I've never seen him, but a woman wouldn't do this. It's a guy, and he's got two of the he's got the nut sacks. He's got the truck nuts, the truck nuts dangling from the trailer hitch of his SUV, and also from the back of his motorcycle. Not only is this disgusting, but is this not obscene? I mean, what if I wanted to put a penis dangling from the back of my car or a vagina? Could I do that? What if I had at the same size, what if I had a graphic replica of a vagina and I wanted to dangle that from my car? You think there'd be any criticism of that? I mean, maybe it's time that when the legislature gets ready to meet, maybe it's time we talk about banning those things. I mean, I'm all for freedom of expression, but there are certain things that are not allowed in public. And so I don't think that should be allowed. I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, that is one of the most disgusting aspects of the male anatomy. I mean, that's not a part of the male anatomy that women go gaga over, you know? And I mean, they're disgusting. And so, you know, why show that off? I mean, I would love to know what the average IQ is of the people who put truck nuts on their vehicles. I'd love to know what the IQ is of these people. It's not very high. I mean, you're not going to find intelligent people doing that. Now, again, you know, you have a right to be stupid, and some people are just, you know, born that way, and they can't help it, so I'm empathetic of that. But that just seems like it's just obnoxious.
Can I disagree with you, Scoop?
Sure, go ahead. All right,
the way I look at it, he may see his vehicles as animals. Sort of like if you were to walk a dog and the dog passed by and it just so happens to be a male dog and you look back and you see the dog's stuff angling, you're not going to get offended because you understand that the animals don't know any better. So I sort of look at it like that. Like if I see truck nuts, yeah, it's kind of funny and silly and I understand the obscenity of it. But it's just like when you see animals walking around. If you go to the zoo, you're not going to cover the kid's eyes when the elephant turns around and you see the elephant stuff, right?
No, I get that. So, you know, I mean, maybe I'm a little hypocritical in this. I just think that if I wanted to do a replica of female genitalia, I mean, a detailed replica, because these are detailed, a detailed replica with all the moving parts. Now, some guys don't know about all the moving parts, but some of us do. And if you don't know about all the moving parts, yeah, I'm talking about the moving part as well. All the parts of the female genitalia. What if I wanted to dangle that behind my car? I mean, would people complain? And if people would complain about that, why don't they complain about the truck nuts? But I understand. I mean, no, look, I even support the naked bike ride, and you're going to see that in the naked bike ride. But that's just, you know, that's just one of those, that's just, again, that's just an event. It's just an event. And I'm not saying that these things dangling from the back of vehicles, I'm not saying that these things are causing any harm other than, well, it's just, to me, it's obscene. And, you know, maybe, look, I'm prejudiced against ignorance. I'm prejudiced against certain things in life. And I guess I'm prejudiced against individuals who think that that's cool. And I don't want to be prejudiced against anybody, but I think that's part of it. I think it's obscene, and I don't think they should be dangling on the backs of vehicles. Again, if I did a detailed replica of female genitalia, you know what I'm talking about. Ever slice an onion in half and look at the onion? Okay. Well, if there was a detailed version of the female genitalia and I wanted to dangle that size, it's pretty big. If I wanted to dangle that behind my vehicle, you think anybody would complain? Well, what's the difference?
Devil's advocate. I think we were talking last week about how sometimes we as Americans are very stoic when it comes to sex. I think we were talking about the Diddy trial and some of the stuff that he gets into. So culturally, you think that's an American thing? Because I know there's like tribes in certain parts of Africa where the women walk around topless and it's like no big deal. Same thing. In certain parts of France, like nudity is not that big of a deal. So you think that's just more of an American mindset that you and I have, where it's like, yeah, I can see why that would be offended, but in other parts of the world, it's probably not that big of a deal, even if children are around.
I don't know what it is, maybe, you know, but if it's part of your custom to show the real ones, I mean, that's one thing. But these fake things just, you know, I don't know. Look, you know what? I'm going on my primal reaction to it. And maybe if I analyzed it and thought about it on a deeper level, maybe I'd go, okay, well, maybe they're okay. I mean, they're okay. I mean, I don't let it really offend me. I just think they're so stupid. And again, we can't, you know, we can't stop people from doing stupid things because, you know, people can do stupid things. A lot of stupid stuff is perfectly legal. I don't know. I don't like it. So this is just my primal reaction to it. Anyway, we have a lot to get to this afternoon. The numbers of deaths and those missing continue to rise in the Texas floods. And there are more questions being asked about what might have been done to warn more people. So we need to talk about this afternoon, because some of these officials in Kerr County, Texas, seem to be a little bit PO'd at the media for asking the questions. Some of you may be PO'd at the media for asking the questions. And I'll tell you, I hate to say this, but it's political. You know, I was on the air in San Antonio on KTSA, and I'm familiar with the Hill Country. I'm familiar with that part of Texas. And I know that when you get into these smaller counties, smaller towns in Texas, the red state of Texas becomes bright red. And what you find in these smaller towns in Texas, like Kerr County, is very, very ultra, ultra right wing conservatives. I'm not criticizing. I'm just making an accurate observation. I mean, I've been there. I know. So I think that because of Donald Trump's relationship with the media, it has given these officials permission to treat the media the same way. And look, I give them a break, because these are small town people. They're not used to the national media coming to town. They're not used to all of this, and they've got to be frustrated. But there's nothing wrong with asking the questions about what happened. What could have been done? And a couple of them seem to be really cool about it. A couple of them seem to be a little tense about it. And it's not the media's fault. I just posted a video on Scoot on the Air Substack. Download the Substack app. Go to Scoot on the Air. It's there. You can comment on it there, or you can comment on it here on the show. I don't think it's wrong for the media to ask these questions. there are, you know, there are ways to ask the questions and still be empathetic of the people who lost loved ones. There are ways to ask those questions and still appreciate everything that everybody has done. It's kind of like with Donald Trump saying that the pilots on the mission to bomb Iran, the pilots are all, you know, they're all upset and their feelings have been hurt. And all. That's BS. I don't believe that. I mean, I really don't. I don't know if we've heard from any of the pilots, but I don't believe it. And you know, if they come forward and say that, I don't know, maybe they were told to say that. I don't know. I'm really skeptical of that. But the mentality of pilots, you know, these men and women understand that they dropped the bomb. They did a perfect mission. If it wasn't as successful as first believed, it's because of the bombs themselves. It had nothing to do with the pilots. They executed, and the support group, they executed a perfect mission. But Trump doesn't get that. Or he does get, maybe he gets it, and he's just, you know, trying to make us feel like if we buy this idea of the intelligence that came from his administration, that maybe it didn't set back Iran's nuclear program as much as we originally thought, as much as President Trump originally said. And maybe that's the deal. Maybe he's sensitive that, oh, my God, I might have been wrong. As you know, Donald Trump can never be wrong. I mean, we know he is, but he can never be wrong. And if he's ever put in a position to where he has to admit he's wrong, he explodes. And it's something else. It's not him. The man is fallible. He's very much like Jesus Christ. He's infallible. He's perfect. He never makes mistakes. And a lot of people, you know, believe that. And I think that comes really close to worshiping a false god. But that's a topic for another show. So anyway, these questions that are being asked about, excuse me, about what could have been done, these are legitimate questions. There are areas, there are rivers in Texas, a couple of rivers that have these public alarm systems that blare if there's a chance of a flash flood. This is not uncommon. This is a flood-prone area of Texas. And they even talked about a public alarm system along the river. In 2017, they requested $1 million for this alarm system. It was rejected. Donald Trump was president at the time. It was rejected. And they didn't want to pay for it themselves. So it didn't happen. Now, I don't think that would have saved everybody. I mean, that river, first of all, let's start with the fact that this was a horrific event. This was an act of nature that just developed on its own. You know, as much as meteorologists try to predict things, the things that create thunderstorms, I mean, this is a fluid situation. This is this is not an exact science. You can't exactly predict how a cloud is going to develop. And then there are certain things that can happen while a cloud is developing and a storm is developing that gives it new life and new energy and it changes the whole dynamics of the storm while it's happening. That can't be predicted. And I think that's obviously what happened here. And nobody could have predicted that. And we see the video of the rising waters and how fast that river was flowing. There would have been deaths no matter what the warnings would have been, I believe. So it wouldn't have saved everybody, but it might have saved a lot of people. But it's fair to ask these questions. And the media shouldn't be bashed on social media. The media shouldn't be bashed by these officials in Texas or by anybody, because it's the job of the media to ask questions. What if after Katrina, we didn't ask any questions? Do you remember after Katrina? Why did we flood? What could have been done to prevent the flood? What about the levees? What about this? What about that? Do you remember any questions being asked? Of course. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. Nothing is different. And these are legitimate questions that need to be asked. We can ask those questions, and again, we can still have great, deep empathy for the human tragedy. We can still have great honorable appreciation for the first responders and the Cajun Navy and everybody who's involved and who in the beginning was trying to save lives. We can have great respect for all of them and still ask the questions. But there are people who are trying to make it seem like if you ask questions, well, then I guess you don't respect anybody else. You know, they're trying to change it from the questions to, well, our great responders did that. Of course they did. Of course those are great people. Of course those are brave, courageous people. But if you don't ask questions, more people are going to die in the future. And the same questions were asked after Katrina. And then Texas Governor Gregory Abbott comes up with this just ridiculous analogy with football that doesn't even make sense. I'm going to share that with you, but, you know, the governor, an ultra-right-wing radical conservative, in my opinion, you know, he's taken a bad situation and he's playing politics because he's beating up the media. Well, Governor Abbott, the media has a right to ask those questions. And if it's a little too sensitive for you, then maybe you shouldn't have run for governor. Because when something like this happens, you're going to get questions. So, I don't always defend the media. And I've been in this business a long time, and I understand the media, and I'm very honest about the business that I'm part of. But these questions are fair questions. Sometimes the media gets obnoxious when they ask the questions. And sometimes somebody asks the question and there's been an answer. And then some other idiot in the media press corps will ask the same damn question. I get that. But this tenseness and this attitude from Governor Abbott toward the media, this is paralleling Donald Trump's relationship with the media. And it's not fair. The media is not to blame. The media didn't cause this flood. And if you're a little too sensitive about what might have been done to stop it, then maybe you know something could have been done to save more lives and you didn't do it, or you weren't part of a solution that could have saved lives before. So instead of accepting responsibility for that, they want to turn it on the media. And that's not fair. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oak and Hart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Also, coming up in the next hour, we are going to review some of the comments that Steve Scalise made on the show yesterday. Had a great conversation with Congressman Scalise, and that's what it was. It was a conversation. And if you expected me to beat up on Steve Scalise, then, you know, I'm sure you were disappointed. But that's not what this was about. It was a conversation. And right now, Steve Scalise, he spoke a lot of words. And I challenged him on a number of different things. And when I speak words and he speaks words right now, these are just words when it comes to the big, beautiful bill. So we have to wait to see, once this is manifested in our economy, we have to wait to see what happens and how you and I are affected by this and how the state is affected. And Steve Scalise basically said that hospitals are not going to close at any greater rate than they're closing right now. Is he right? I don't know. He doesn't even know if he's right. We're not going to know until time passes. And he's agreed to come on the show, say, in maybe, I don't know, 2-3 months. We'll let this manifest into our economy, and then we'll see what's going on. And we'll have a conversation again about the things that he said, and we'll replay some of the things that he said. So we'll talk more about that coming up in the next hour. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to some of your calls coming up. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1995 at Soldier Field in Chicago, the Grateful Dead played their last show with Jerry Garcia, who died about a month later. Now, this was their last big hit. I mean, not that they had many. I mean, the only other really successful hit that they had was Truckin' in the 70s. But this was in the late 80s. A Touch of Grey, but this was the day they performed the last concert before God called Jerry Garcia home. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be right back on WWE.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, The app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
WL. All right, a lot of questions are being asked, and it just seems like, look, I know these people are under a lot of pressure, and I know these people in Kerr County, Texas. It's a small area, not highly populated, and these people are not used to this kind of national attention, and so I give them a break. It's okay for them to be a little testy, but I also have to stand up and say, look, this is not the media's fault, and sometimes it seems like President Trump does it. And sometimes there are other people who do it, and I think they're copying President Trump or following his lead. I get the feeling sometimes that some of these officials in Kerr County and Texas Governor Abbott, it seems like they're just so frustrated and just so fatigued with everything that's gone on with this that they like want to turn it and blame the media if they can, or distract from the reality by blaming the media. And the questions about what could have been done are the same kind of questions that were asked after Katrina, after the flooding here. Those are the same questions. The media is not to blame here. If you have a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Metairie. Gregory, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, you rock star talk star, you.
How are you today?
No, I'm fine.
Good.
Scoot, I got to give you kudos yesterday. I mean, that was a great interview. I think next time you have important people like that on, maybe you could. I was following you on, you know, on your feed. You know, I was on your Facebook page, but I thought you did well. And I think Steve Scalise really represented himself well.
I think he did a good job representing. He did a good job representing himself, yeah. and the president.
Yes, he certainly did, and you were very polite, and. I don't expect you to be anything but polite because you're from the same place I'm from. And I consider ourselves very, very, very polite people, you know, sometimes. Anyway, as far as what's going on with the flood, this poor guy, Governor Abbott's under so much stress. And I'm glad you mentioned that before you came to me. You can't imagine what kind of stress this guy is going on for the last 5 years. You know, he had the border thing to deal with and he's got this. I don't think it's very possible to have early warning systems for these things. And when you mentioned back in 2017 they had a way to get sirens up there, well, I don't think a siren could tell you that we're going to have 4 months of rain in 2 hours.
Well, of course, that you know that's the part I mentioned, that's the part that can't be predicted, because these storms have a life of their own. But when one of the comments with some of the officials that were meeting about this said something like, well, you know, people are not going to want to be awakened in the middle of the night with alarms. Well, hell yeah, they're going to want to be awakened.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. And another thing about the media, I don't think that Trump or a lot of these guys are really mad at the media. We really need you. I mean, even those wacko on the liberal side that always want to point fingers. Let's point fingers. Why point fingers? Let's resolve this disaster. These poor families are suffering, and they've still got, 100 people.
I understand, but the media is not in a position. The media is not in a position.
It's not Governor Abbott or Trump who brought it up. It happens to be those guys from New York and the big news agencies that brought this stuff up.
No, it was human beings on the ground who were there. Well, but and so is the media, Gregory. They're asking legitimate questions.
Well, I know, but there has to be reasoning. Reasoning.
Did you hear the press conferences?
Of course.
Okay.
You know,
are you saying that they were not rational in asking those questions? Nobody was yelling.
Well, I think there was a lot of finger pointing. No, I think there was a lot of finger pointing.
If that's the way, look, I know that's a common way to phrase it, and it sounds ugly.
But he was a rational guy from Metairie, just like me, would agree. Don't you think the finger pointing is a little too far when this was something that, like, I said, an act of God yesterday. Okay, it's an act of nature. This was just unbelievable. And there's a politician. Have you heard about this girl? I don't know if she's from the Dallas-Fort Worth area or Houston. She's a public servant. I don't know if she's elected official. She called all those little girls white C-words, and why do we care about them? It was an all-white camp.
Look, Gregory, there are ugly people.
Nobody's reporting on that. Wait. You want to do finger-pointing?
Okay, what's her name? What's her name?
You know what? Look it up.
What do I Google? The C-word? I mean, I'll look that up. Do you think I'm going to endorse that and support that?
I don't even remember her name. It was so disgusting.
You think I'm going to? Well, I mean, you bring that up in such a way that you think that I'm going to support that?
Okay, I didn't do my research, because why would I want to even infect my fingers knowing who this person is? Yeah. All I know is it did happen. It was reported on many radio stations.
See, you're getting angry now. You're getting angry.
You're angry at the
media because some wacko said something stupid. What about the fools on the far right?
Donald Trump opens his mouth, the media says, "Oh, he's a crazy, you know, Nazi."
No, they don't. Gregory, stop it. Stop it. You're exaggerating. Go have a glass of wine. Go have a wine spritzer.
Actually, I have a very good Zinfandel, a 2023 old vine Zinfandel. It's very good from Klein. I advise you to come see me.
Go enjoy it.
Total wine.
All right, go relax. Jesus. But you see, you see how the frustration bubbles up? It's like, so some wacko, I guess, I'll have to look that up. No, I didn't hear that. Nobody's covering that. Well, you know, maybe this person is so wacky and so out there that it's not worth covering. You know, people say stupid things. I mean, think about the people on the far right, and this doesn't represent everybody on the far right, but think about the people on the far right who are into QAnon, who really think that liberals and Hollywood elites are killing babies and drinking their blood that's drawn from them as the baby's body is dying, because there's some kind of euphoric thing that happens at death that goes into the blood, and it's greater than cocaine. So are we going to pay a lot of attention to that? No, because it's just so stupid. So if some stupid person says something racist and ignorant and obscene and insensitive about those girls, well, maybe it's not covered because it's just not worthy. But just because one person says that, Gregory's trying to tie that into the media. That's not the media. And anybody who has watched these press conferences can see that the media is not yelling or screaming or shouting. I mean, they're asking questions. Wouldn't it be nice? You know, let's think back to Katrina. Wouldn't it have been really nice if we wouldn't have asked any questions? If we just, you know, the flooding happened and we just went on with our lives. Let's not point fingers. Let's not ask any questions. Do you know how much happened as a result of asking questions? Do you know how much happened as a result of the media asking questions and pointing fingers? And, you know, if you want to phrase it in such a way that you say pointing fingers, which sounds really, you know, abusive and negative, it's really asking questions. And when you ask a question about who's to blame, that's asking a question. That's not pointing a finger. It's asking a question about what could have been done. The media is standing up for the lives of these people who lost their lives, who can't speak. And they want to know what could have been done to save their lives or to save some of their lives. I don't think everybody's life would have been saved because it was just, again, such a horrific weather event. But this business about turning on the media is wrong. Texas Governor Gregory Abbott says the number of people still missing is even greater than the number confirmed dead. This was a horrible moment yesterday.
Just in the Kerr County area alone, there are 161 people who are known to be missing. We will not stop until every missing person is accounted for. Know this also. There very likely could be more added to that list.
It's just heartbreaking. And you could ask questions and still be sympathetic of those who lost their lives and their loved ones and friends and families. You could ask questions and hopefully save more lives in the future. You can ask questions and still respect the job the first responders are doing. It's not one or the other. If you ask questions, well, then you don't respect the people who tried to save lives. That's what they're trying to do in Texas. And that's not fair. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So I don't know whether you're familiar. Really, this erupted over the weekend. But if you're not familiar with this, a little bit later, I'm going to bring you up to date. I'm going to bring you up to date on the battle, this vicious battle that's going on between Steve Bannon and Elon Musk. And if you haven't been brought up to date on this, I got to bring you up to date on this. Oh, yeah, man, this is juicy, juicy stuff. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. It's a Wednesday afternoon, and we'll be right back. This is WWL.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I love this song, so I'm just going to let this play for a minute or two because I just want to relax. Get a little tense talking about some of this stuff. All right, I'm just going to kick back and listen for a minute. All right, Wednesday afternoon, some thunderstorms are popping up here and there. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. Coleman is our studio producer. It's every Tuesday. Ian Hoke right now is in the station situation room in a deep station meeting. They're in secretive conversations with different people with the company, and they're trying to figure out stuff that I don't even know about. I don't even know what they're trying to figure out, but they're back there meeting. So Coleman's our studio producer. All right, here's a text that it says, you must not watch MSNBC. Joe Scarborough, all he does is yell. I'm not talking about the media in general. Of course, Joe Scarborough and others yell. I'm talking about the people who are at those press conferences in Kirk County, Texas. I don't hear them yelling. I don't hear them being obnoxious. And I understand that the Texas governor, Gregory Abbott, I understand that he wants to, you know, focus on recovering the bodies. I get that. But you can still ask questions. Questions were asked immediately after Katrina. Let me share with you the football analogy. And I think this really speaks to the frustration of Gregory Abbott and some of the officials in Texas. He's trying to make this analogy about like asking questions. He said those are that's the word of choice of losers, calling for like an investigation. What's an investigation into all of this? And it was about the questions about what might have been done. And these are natural questions. If the media doesn't ask these questions, the media is criticized. These are legitimate questions. And he said that those questions are word choices of losers. And he tried to make an analogy by saying every football team makes mistakes. The losing teams are the ones that try to point out who's to blame. The championship teams are the ones that say, we got this. We're going to make sure that we go score again and win another game, or we've got this game won. He also says the way winners talk is not to point fingers. They talk about solutions. Well, winners don't have to point fingers because they won. I mean, this is just a stupid analogy. I mean, I'm sorry, Governor, but it's you're just trying to distract people. It's kind of dumb. They don't need solutions because they won. They need to look at what they did to win to make sure they do it again. But losing teams do point fingers, and sometimes they point fingers at themselves because they lost. I mean, if you lose a sale, if you've got a big sale, you lose a big sale, you're pointing fingers. Well, I mean, what happened? Was it you? Was it somebody else on the team that was presenting it? If you lose, you point fingers. So that analogy, it was just kind of a waste of time. Let's go to Julie in Metairie. Julie, you're on WWL.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Scoot. I just want to let you know that the gentleman that called a few minutes ago, the woman's name that he was talking about is Shade Perkins.
S-H-A.
Who is on the board.
Shade Perkins? Shade Perkins.
And she is on the board of Food Insecurity in Houston.
Well,
She's an African-American.
Slow down a little bit, Julie. I can't write all this down. What's the organization?
She's on the board of Food Insecurity in Houston.
Food Insecurity?
And she made a comment that these girls were Christian white girls with a C, and who cares?
Okay.
I didn't hear anybody talking about that. Now, you're acting like you don't know anything about it. I guess not, because you watch CNN.
I didn't know about that.
She was fired, which she should have been. Of course, yes. Also, this is an act of nature.
Yeah.
And all of this questions, what we could have done, is shameful. Okay? A lot of people died. A lot of children died. Act of nature in the middle of the early morning. Okay? What is y'all's point? What could have been done? I know you blame it on Trump. You say you don't.
I'm not continuing this hateful conversation. Goodbye. You know, go make a drink. Just relax. Not even wasting my time with that kind of stuff anymore. Don't have to. Not going to do it. Been in this business a long time. Not bothering with that crap anymore. If that's going to be your attitude, fine. I don't blame Trump. Never blame Trump. Julie is wrong. She's a liar. She's just an angry woman. She's just an angry, angry woman. And I feel sorry for her. I feel sorry for her husband, anybody in her life, because I would hate to be around an angry woman all the time. And this woman is angry. She's called the show before. This woman who said what she said, she was wrong. You know, I don't get every single bit of the news. Nobody gets everything. And so I'm glad this was brought to my attention. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm not refusing to talk about it. I learned about it, and I'm talking about it because it's shameful. And this person, Shade Perkins, should be fired. She should have been. She was fired. She should have been fired. But she's one person. She is one individual. She doesn't represent everybody. But angry, mean people like Julie, you know, she wants to make it seem like this woman represents all liberals. Julie is wrong. She doesn't represent all liberals. She doesn't represent everybody any more than do I think that the right wing radicals who think that liberals are killing babies and drinking their blood as they're dying, do I think they represent Julie? I mean, as angry as Julie is, I don't think Julie supports that. I don't think I don't judge somebody like Julie. Just an angry person. I don't judge them based on that. So people say stuff, but it doesn't mean that everybody believes that. And this is a mistake that we make. And it's really prominent now when somebody says something and somebody wants to say, well, that's the liberal. No, this is a whacked out individual who is a racist. She is a racist, and she's just an ugly person.
And even beyond that, Scoot, like, if the woman who made that awful comment about those children, if she's already been fired, what would be the point of bringing it up at this time? Like, even, like, I get it. We need somebody to be mad at, but she says something dumb. She got fired for saying something dumb. Why would anybody want to bring it up? Like it's already done.
I think it's okay to bring up the extremes. I understand your point. I think it's a good point. But I also think it's okay to bring up the extremes so we know what we're dealing with in life.
That's fair.
You know, we need to know that there are angry people like Julie out there. And God, man, I'll tell you what, I'd hate to take her fast food order and not have something be right. I'm serious. Would not want to be at the end of that wrath. But anyway, I mean, she calls the show and she's angry, and she's probably angry that, you know, I say she's angry. But, you know, you heard her. She's angry. I never blame Trump. One time I asked a question if the Doge cuts, which were as much Elon Musk as they were Trump, if they might have had an impact on the weather not being predicted properly. A very legitimate question from the media. I asked it once. And if people get upset about asking that question, well, that's on them. I'm going to ask questions. I didn't belabor the point, and I didn't blame Trump. So what bothers me about angry people like Julie and Menery is that she thinks she's so right and she's so wrong. I mean, in her little brain, she can think she's right, but she's wrong. And we just don't have to tolerate the angry misinformed mentality. And if she really cares about the show and really wants to criticize, then criticize on something that I've said. Don't criticize me on something that I never said. All right, we're going to come back. If you want to join us, Open Heart Jewelers, talking text line 504-260-1870. Happy birthday today to Jim Kerr, lead singer of Simple Minds. This is my favorite Simple Minds song. I know that song, you know, Don't You Forget About Me, great song, but I love this song, Alive and Kicking. And as a DJ years ago, I remember playing this song when it was first released as a hit single. Yeah, for those of you who are millennials and Zoomers, that's how old I am. That's how long I've been in this business. Thank you for listening to Old Man Scoot on the radio. We'll be right back on WWL.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.